Tuesday, June the 5th, 2018. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. I'm your host, Randy Cantrell. Another episode of Small Business Leadership Daily Brief. We manage the work, we lead the people. Visit the website at growgreat.com for more information, useful resources, and more episodes of the podcast. You know, at the beginning, we may be actually doing much of the work ourselves, but as our business grows, hopefully, and as it expands, things change. Necessarily so. Our role changes as well. We hire people, the business grows, expansion requires additional help, it requires more systems, more processes, gets a little bit more complicated, and maybe we even find that our business needs new skills, perhaps skills that we do not possess. And over time, we realize that our role as the owner, it transitions away from doing the actual work, selling the thing, making the thing, delivering the thing, to helping other people do that work. And hopefully over time, to help them do that work better, always being better. Many business owners get confused with their role, and you find it, especially when you find autocratic business owners, that is, the business owner who's the micromanager, the business owner who is second-guessing everybody 8 ways to Sunday, and then wonders, why is there no innovation happening? Why are people not taking any chances? Well, because people are completely scared out of their mind to move out of their square. If they move to the left, you call them on it. If they move to the right, you call them on it. It's just safer to not move at all. And then that frustrates you and you call on them. Can't win for losing kind of a thing. Do you view your job as helping people do their job better? If you don't, I'm going to challenge you. You need to shift your thinking. Great coaches at the competitive level, I'm not talking about coaching six-year-olds, they're just having a good time. But if you coach at the competitive level, every coach will tell you that their job is to put every player in the best position possible to succeed. That success is both individual and team. And yes, in team sports, the team comes first. It's got to help the team. But in helping the team, the individual gets helped. There's no way to prevent that. If I know that I'm contributing to the team, I've got to feel pretty good about myself. But if I don't understand where I fit, I don't understand how what I do makes any kind of a difference, now you've got that disruption of culture. Culture and communication, two things that we talk a lot about here because they're so critically important. Yes, we have to manage the work. We have to make sure that the work gets done, that it gets done effectively, that it gets done profitably, that we dazzle the customer. But we lead the people, and we've got to put the people's head and their heart in the game. I constantly hear business owners talk about engagement. My people, I need to work on engagement. We do these 360 engagement studies. I'm going to tell you the secret to engagement. Get out and walk around. Get out and talk to people. Better yet, get out and listen to people. Your people that are doing the work, they will help you. Believe me, they will help you. They will tell you what you need to know. You just have to have enough humility to listen. Lead your people. They need it. They rely on you to provide it. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. See you tomorrow.